Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something really central for, well, pretty much any legal team, but especially small in-house ones. It's that constant battle, you know, the document chaos, the email avalanche. We're going to focus on practical steps, not just theory.
Exactly. We're looking at some great source material today, and it really hammers home a key point. You can have the best legal minds, but if your information is a mess, you're going to struggle. So our mission is pretty straightforward. Pull out actionable advice so legal teams can actually get back time, boost security, and frankly, just work together better using tech they probably already have.
And that time aspect, it's not trivial, is it? The sources we looked at suggest poor management, just, you know, hunting for files, figuring out which version is the right version, dealing with compliance stuff that can easily eat up an hour, maybe more, every single day, per person.
Oh, easily. An hour a day per person on a small team. That adds up incredibly fast. That's a huge chunk of capacity just gone.
Right. And it's not just lost time. It's frustration. It grinds people down. The goal here is shifting that energy back to the high-value legal work they should be doing.
Precisely. And it underlines the core idea. Good management isn't just about being tidy. It's fundamental for security, for accessibility. It's about making sure the vital info is there when you need it. So yeah, we're looking for those smart shortcuts to make that happen efficiently.
Okay, let's start unpacking this. The good news, and the sources really highlight this, is you probably don't need to go out and buy some massive new system right away.
Yep.
Most places already have a Microsoft 365 subscription. So the starting point is, well, it's already paid for and it's familiar.
That's a huge advantage. Cost-effective, lower adoption barrier.
But M365 is, you know, it's enormous. Where do we focus first? What are the key tools within that suite for a legal team?
You have to start with a core repository, and that's SharePoint. The material really positions SharePoint as the powerhouse for document management.
Okay, SharePoint.
But here's the big, but it's only powerful if you set it up right. You absolutely need a proper site structure. You need metadata otherwise. Well, it's just a slightly more confusing shared drive, honestly.
Right. Structure is key. So SharePoint is like the really organized back-end filing cabinet. What about the day-to-day? Where does the team actually work together?
That's Microsoft Teams. Teams becomes the central hub, the window into everything. You set up Teams channels for different matters, different projects, maybe practice areas.
Mm-hmm.
And all the conversations, the documents, which are actually stored securely in that structured SharePoint backend, all of it is right there, accessible in that one Teams channel.
Ah, okay. So it brings the conversation and the documents together instead of them living in totally separate worlds.
Exactly. It tackles that fragmentation. Documents here, emails there, chat somewhere else. Teams pulls it into one place.
Okay, so we've got SharePoint for structure, Teams for the collaborative interface. Mm. It sounds like a solid base, but let's be real. Mm. The absolute nightmare for most legal teams I know, it's email, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, absolutely. The email black hole.
Yeah, trying to find that crucial email, that attachment from months ago, stuck in someone's personal Outlook. It's painful. The sources talk about a specific solution to bridge this gap, right? Because just telling people, hey, save your important emails to SharePoint, that usually doesn't stick.
It rarely works consistently, no. And M365 on its own, it has this functional gap between Outlook and SharePoint where it comes to email management. It's just not seamless. So the material specifically highlights a complementary tool called OnePlace Solutions.
OnePlace Solutions, right?
Yeah. It's designed precisely to create that smooth integration, to bridge Outlook and SharePoint specifically for this email problem, tackling that issue of vital information being trapped in individual inboxes.
And why is that integration so much better than just, say, dragging an email file into a SharePoint folder? What's the real difference 6 months down the line when you need to find something?
It's night and day, really. Drag and drop. You get a file, maybe a cryptic file name. Use an integrated tool like this. Well, first, the information isn't trapped. Second, it doesn't just save the email content. It saves all the crucial metadata.
Like who sent it, when, the subject,
mm-hmm.
all that context.
Exactly. Sender, recipient, date, subject, attachments. Often you can add context tags, too. This makes the correspondence incredibly searchable, auditable later on. You can actually find what you need.
And the sources mentioned a really neat efficiency feature too, preventing duplicates.
Yes, it's huge. The team can see, right in Outlook, if a specific email has already been saved to the relevant SharePoint location by someone else.
So you don't have two people wasting time filing the exact same thing.
Precisely. It avoids that duplicated effort and keeps the repository cleaner.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And there was a pretty striking example in the material about the sheer volume of stuff stuck in individual accounts.
Yeah, that was a great illustration. One user, using this kind of integration, managed to migrate hundreds of emails at once. They cleared out about 40 gigabytes of data from their personal Outlook.
40 gigabytes,
Yeah.
just emails and attachments.
Yep. Moved from their siloed inbox into the secure, shared, searchable SharePoint system. Imagine the relief, but also the benefit for the whole team having access to that correspondence.
That's a massive cleanup, and it immediately reduces risk too, right? Critical stuff isn't just sitting on one person's laptop anymore.
Absolutely. Centralized, secured, backed up according to company policy. And there's another key point for getting people to actually use it, the user experience.
How so?
When you save an email using this tool and then you preview it later in SharePoint, it still looks and feels like an email. It keeps that familiar format. And if you double-click to open it fully, it opens back in Outlook.
Oh, interesting. So it does just a weird generic file.
Exactly. It avoids that clunky experience of dealing with standard .msg or .mml files directly in SharePoint, which, let's face it, nobody likes. This makes it much more intuitive, much more user-friendly.
Which is critical for adoption. If it's awkward, people just won't do it.
Precisely. And the sources also mentioned that these solutions tend to offer, relatively quick setup, good support, and pricing that's feasible even for smaller teams.
Okay, so we've got the M365 core SharePoint and Teams, and then a specialized tool like OnePlace Solutions to really nail the email integration. That sounds like a powerful combination.
Yeah.
But this brings us to what feels like the biggest hurdle, actually doing it, implementation. The material is pretty blunt here. It said, when legal teams complain, SharePoint doesn't work for us. The real issue, almost always, isn't the software, it's the structure. Or, more accurately, the lack of structure they put in place.
That's the crux of it. It's often a setup problem, not a tool problem. People resist change, especially if the new way seems complicated or, just different for the sake of being different.
So what are the practical steps? How do teams get this right and avoid falling into that trap of inconsistency where everyone does their own thing?
Well, the absolute foundation, rule number one, according to the source, is consistency. You have to agree on and stick to a consistent structure, site structure, folder structure, naming conventions.
Everyone has to be on the same page. Otherwise, it just becomes organized chaos, which isn't much better.
Exactly. And the material gives some really useful, hard-won tips. First, start simple. Don't try to build the world's most complex taxonomy on day one.
Right, just the basics first.
Yeah. Simplify the structure initially. Only add more layers, more metadata fields as the team actually needs them and gets comfortable with the basics. Avoid over-engineering.
That leads into another lesson mentioned, the LawHawks lesson,
Right.
where the author admitted a mistake they made.
Yes, a really honest point. They admitted that in their own company's early setup, they created way too many document libraries, too many folders that just became confusing.
Because complexity is the enemy, right?
Yeah.
If there are 15 possible places to save something,
People will choose the wrong one, or worse, they'll just give up and not save it in the system at all. Keep it lean, keep it logical.
okay. Another structural tip was about a separate folder for correspondence. Why do that?
Yeah, that's often a really good idea. Keep emails separate from the main documents, like contracts or memos. Why? Because emails often need different metadata, and they represent a flow, a conversation, that's distinct from the final work product. Separating them can make both types of information easier to manage and find.
Okay, makes sense. Structure, simplicity, consistency. But we still have the human element. The source was very clear. Getting the team to actually adopt and stick to the new structure, that's the hardest thing.
It really is. Left to their own devices, people naturally drift back to old habits, especially under pressure. Manual compliance is tough.
So how do you overcome that? Is it just constant training and reminders?
Training helps, but the real key, according to the material, is automation. Specifically, automating the creation of the structure itself.
Automating the site setup. How does that work?
Instead of someone manually building the SharePoint site, the folders, connecting the Teams channel every time a new matter starts, you automate it. The material mentions getting help from experts, like the SharePoint agency, to build this. The lawyer or paralegal just fills out a simple form, client name, matter type, maybe a few key details.
And then the system does the rest in the background.
Exactly. It automatically spins up the correctly structured SharePoint site, sets up the linked Teams channel, applies the standard folder structure, maybe even pre-populates some metadata fields.
I see. So it takes the potential for human error or inconsistency out of the equation right at the start.
Precisely. Automation becomes the enforcement mechanism for consistency. Every new project starts perfectly aligned with the agreed-upon best practice. It dramatically lowers that barrier to doing things the right way.
That's clever, removing the friction point. And finally, there was a good tip about investment, especially for smaller teams maybe watching their budget.
Yes. While you could try to set up these integrations yourself following online guides,
which often sounds easier than it is.
Right. The author strongly suggests that paying the relatively small extra cost to get an expert, someone familiar with legal needs, to configure the integrated solution like OnePlace Solutions properly from the outset is a really smart investment.
Why? Just to save time on the setup?
Partly, but it's more about ensuring the initial experience for the team is smooth and positive. If the first time they try it, it's buggy or confusing because the DIY setup wasn't quite right, adoption can die right there.
You lose momentum.
Exactly. Investing a little upfront to get it configured perfectly according to these best practices maximizes the chances of long-term success and helps the team start seeing those time savings immediately. It avoids that initial frustration that can kill the whole project.
Okay, so let's pull this all together. For you, the listener, maybe struggling with this in your own small legal team, what's the main takeaway?
It seems optimization is definitely within reach, and it doesn't have to break the bank. It's about smartly using the M365 tools you likely already have. SharePoint for that solid structure, Teams for collaboration, Outlook integration boosted by tools like OnePlace Solutions.
And the absolute key holding it all together, rigorous, preferably automated structural consistency.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, recapping that big picture. If you standardize that structure and automate how it's deployed, small legal teams really can transform their document and email handling. You improve collaboration, you tighten security, and crucially, you start clawing back that hour, maybe more, every single day that used to just vanish into managing chaos.
Right. Freeing up time for actual legal work. So here's a final thought to leave you with, something to mull over. The author briefly mentioned a guide they have on doing more with less, which touches on other related areas, streamlining client intake, document automation, digital signing, even getting more from AI within M365. If just getting your documents and emails organized can save you an hour a day, what happens when you start connecting those automation dots across your entire workflow? From intake right through to signing, if an hour a day is the starting point, what's the ultimate potential for efficiency? Something to think about until our next deep dive.